Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, I'm your host. Today is episode 2 with Grace Choi. Grace is from First Korean Baptist Church, Raleigh, and she serves in South Korea. Hello, Grace, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, good. Well, thank you so much for sharing your personal story in the last episode. And today, in this episode, we're going to share more about your current ministry.
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome. So, Grace, tell us about your school you are working at right now.
So, currently, I am working at a Korean private school. It is a Christian school, and there are not many schools like ours in Korea. There are some international schools that may be Christian, but it's very hard to be a Christian Korean school. But our school is one of the few, and I am working as an English teacher at this school.
Okay, so what's your role?
Right now, I am teaching 7th and 8th grade English to our middle school students.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what made you to choose to work there?
So actually, I came here after 6 months of resting at home. I had just finished 2 years of mission work in Cambodia, and I was at home in Raleigh, and I was waiting for God's next mission for me. And so I was looking for jobs in Raleigh. I thought I should stay at home. I wanted to kind of stay in America. However, I think God had different plans for me. And so He wanted to challenge me by sending me to Korea. And actually, I've worked in Korea before. After graduating from college, I actually came to Korea and spent 1 year here teaching English at a church, actually. And so I had like weekday classes teaching English to church kids. And then after that, I've worked in hagwons and other after-school like academies in Korea. So I've had experience before, but I think God wanted to show me a different experience this time around, so he sent me to this school. And actually, this school is really special to me because my first teaching experience was at this school when I was only 19 years old. After my freshman year in college, I actually had a really hard first year in college, and so my dad wanted to, give me a break or send me out of the home. I don't know what it was, but he sent me to Korea to this school. And at that time, this school was just starting, and so it was a very small school, and it only had a kindergarten and elementary school. There was no middle school at that time. And so I came here during the summer for 3 months as a English volunteer. And so I taught 5th and 6th grade English during the summer months. It was kind of like, I think part of it was the end of the real school semester, and then a part of it was a summer camp. But anyway, it was my first time teaching English to Koreans, or just to non-American people. So it was my first teaching experience just ever. And so it was really, really special to me. But at the time, I didn't think much of it because I'm a native English speaker. Teaching English was kind of easy to me at the time, so I didn't really think much of it. And the following year, so after my sophomore year in college, I came back to this school again and served another 3 months of summer. This time I taught second grade English. And then, life went on. I didn't really think much more of it. But then, during those, 6 months back at home after Cambodia, word came to me that the middle school was looking for an English teacher. And by then, it was already February, and the Korean school year actually starts in March. So they're really, really close. And so when I heard of it, I actually, in the back of my mind, I've always wanted to repay the grace, I guess, to the school, because this school led me, it gave me my first taste in teaching English, and ultimately that's what God's calling was for me in my life. And so in the back of my mind, I always thought, you know, I should go back to that school and, you know, be thankful and grateful for the opportunity it gave me 12 years ago. It was in 2002. No, wait a minute. It's 16 years ago.
16 years ago, yeah.
So I came to this school in last year. So what is that? 2007. So I guess after 15 years, I returned to the school that gave me my first teaching experience. And I've been here now for a year and a half now.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. It's great. Now, Grace, you mentioned about your ministry experience in Cambodia. So that's a totally different, you know, context, I guess, because you're a Korean American, so you grew up in America, you served, you taught English and Korea. Now, tell us more about your Cambodian experience.
So Cambodia may seem kind of random so far, but the first time I heard of Cambodia was when my family first moved to Raleigh, and so that's in 2002. So when we came to First Korean Baptist Church of Raleigh, they had just went on a Cambodia summer mission trip. And so my father was, you know, a new pastor at that church, and so he heard about this mission work, and he really has a heart for missions, and so he was really interested in it from the get-go. And so during my college years, I, you know, heard so much about Cambodia just at this church, and I always wanted to go on missions, and so I really wanted to have a chance to go to Cambodia for summer missions. But for some reason, God never opened the door for me during my college years. And so it was after I graduated from college that I was able to go to Cambodia for the first time. And so I went there in 2006, and I had my first overseas mission trip experience in Sihanoukville and Siem Reap, Cambodia. When I went there, we went to a school called Life School and Life University in Sihanoukville, Cambodia. And while we were there, we, you know, taught English, and we did VBS for the children. We did village ministry, and so we did just, you know, various works like that. But what caught my eye was what the missionary there was doing. If you know anything about Cambodia's history, in the 70s, they had the Communist Party Khmer Rouge come in, and they actually committed a gruesome genocide. But what was really, what was really horrendous about this genocide was that they targeted educated people. And so anyone who could read and write, anyone who went to school, who went to the university, anyone who was educated, they targeted and they killed. It was to the point where if you were wearing glasses, they assumed that you were smart and they would kill you. And so they wiped off all the educated people. And so you can imagine after the war, recovering from the war was much harder for them, because the people who were left were either disabled people from the war, or they were farmers, they were just illiterate people. And so that's why I believe Cambodia is still struggling with recovering, because there just wasn't anyone to really help in rebuilding the country. So anyway, what I saw with the missionary there was he believed in doing missions through education. So he believed in building schools and not only teaching the Cambodian people how to read and write and just a general education studies, but through Christian education, he was doing his mission work. And so he would evangelize through schools. And so that I've never heard of before then. That was my first time hearing about doing missions through education. And so that really, really touched my heart. And so ever since then, I prayed to God, Lord, if you ever give me a chance, I would love to go back to Cambodia and do something longer and bigger than just summer missions. Mm-hmm. Now, it took me a long time to go back. So like I shared in the first episode, I received my calling to go into education, you know, in my mid-20s. And so I went back to grad school kind of late. I feel like late than other people who go to grad school. And so I graduated with my master's with the intention of one day going back to Cambodia. But God didn't open the door for me right after my master's degree. And so I had various other work experiences, and I believe all of that added up to equipping me to handle the job that I was going to do in Cambodia. And so finally in 2014, so that's like 8 years afterwards, after my first experience, I was given the opportunity to go back to that same school, Life School, but this time it was Life International School. I was given the opportunity to go as the principal of the school, and it was basically preschool, age 3 kids all the way up until middle school, grade 9 kids. And so I was in charge of the whole school. And because it is such a small school, and because it's in Cambodia, it was basically one person doing all of the jobs. And so when I was in Cambodia, I was really, really busy. But still now, I can say I've never been happier in my whole life. There was no doubt that I was doing what God wanted me to do at that point in my life, and just that alone gave me so much satisfaction, so much drive, so much just passion in my life. To this day, I have yet to feel that again. I'm still, I guess, dreaming of Cambodia even. But yeah, so I worked in Cambodia for just 2 short years. And I still miss it greatly, and I still keep in contact with all of my teachers and some of my students there. But I think that, yeah, that was truly a God-given opportunity for me, and I really still cherish that feeling of, you know, wow, I'm doing what God wants me to do. Like that kind of, that satisfaction. Yeah, it's such a strong feeling, and no matter how hard my day was, no matter how hard the work was, and trust me, it was very hard at that school, I was able to endure it because I knew I was doing what God wanted me to do, and that alone gave me the strength to overcome all of my obstacles and all of the hardships I felt in Cambodia.
Hmm. Wow, Grace. Thank you. That's great. Were you able to teach in Cambodian language, or?
I was not able to teach in the Cambodian language in Khmer, because our school was actually an international school. So everything was taught in English. The only thing taught in Cambodian or in Khmer was their social studies or their history class and the language class, Khmer language class. And so I was not able to fully like learn the language. That is actually the one regret I have. If I have any regret about my time in Cambodia, that's my one regret. The fact that I didn't learn the language as much as I wish I could have. And I believe if I had learned the language, I would have been able to accomplish so much more. But at the same time, I feel like I did what I could do, especially since it was an international school and I had to do it all in English anyway. So in a way, I comfort myself in, you know, telling myself it's okay, you still did what you could, but I do wish I learned the language. I do.
Yeah, that's great. Well, one of my visions is to see immigrants and their descendants would be connected for the Great Commission. Mm-hmm. I see a great potential, especially among second generations and third generations for God's kingdom, because they have so many embedded in them. They're bicultural in most cases. It can be a bridge between first and second and generations, majority and minority. And I see God is using you already, not only in the United States, but in Korea and Cambodia. I want to see more like more people like you to be on the field and all this, all around the world. So that will be the next episode. We want to know more about how you think about the role and potential for second generations for God's kingdom.
Awesome.
So thank you, Grace, for sharing your stories. Listeners, thank you for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.